How you feel you look can often impact your confidence.
That is so true. And actually, many people can find that the self-esteem is negatively impacted by unsightly and sometimes itchy and painful varicose veins and thread veins.
And that's why we're actually so pleased to share that this episode is being sponsored by veincenter.com. And they're able to help those listeners who find that they have to hide the legs through summer months or even have to cover their facial thread veins with makeup.
If that's you, just take a look at veincenter.com. How often do you look at other people and go, I wish I could do that?
I think we all do that, don't we, to some degree, or have done. We've got to all be guilty of that and think, oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could have that. Mm. And the truth is, you know, if it's possible in the world, then it's possible for you.
That's very true. And the thing is, you can look at people and, you know, whether it's in real life or you're seeing them on TV and you think, you know, I really wish I could do that. You've no idea what's going on in the inside for them, because they might be like falling apart inside, but they're making themselves do it. And that's the benefit of stepping outside your comfort zone, making yourself do something that's difficult.
I am a big advocate of stepping outside of your comfort zone, because just from personal experience and people that we've seen, I know that, look, you know, if you do what you've always, we've all had the same, no, do what you've always done, get what you've always got. If nothing changes, nothing changes. And so if you're not happy, then invariably stepping outside of your comfort zone is where you're more likely to find happiness. I mean, you two recently have both massively stepped out of your comfort zone. You know, Hunter moving to America, Liv, I know that you went traveling on your own. Mm. And would you both agree that it has enriched your lives or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me personally, I was one of those people, because if you would have said to me 6 months ago, you know, would you ever go traveling on your own? I would have said, absolutely no chance. Like that was not something that I would do. That was not a me thing to do. And I would feel that way about looking at other people. I'd look at the people that traveled and thought, God, I wish I could do that. Like, look how good that looks. But it just didn't feel something that I would ever do. So I understand there's probably people listening that will think that there are things that they'd love to do, but that's just not who they are. Because that was me, like that is how I felt. Like, and I remember having a conversation with Hunter towards the end of last year, and I said, like, I can't even remember how it came about, but we were just talking about, actually I do remember, because Hunter actually very luckily is going to the Caribbean this year.
Yeah, like this year, 6 weeks.
Yeah, with university.
And am I was right saying, that you're doing some sort of skin grafts with...
Skin grafts?
Well, the equivalent not human skin grafts, the equivalent of on coral or something.
I'm sure.
Can I just say that's called coral grafting?
Well, that's what I mean.
But yeah.
Coral grafting. Is that what you're doing? Have I made that up?
Yeah, more or less. You made that
skin
up.
Can I tell you, Hunter, just to put this into perspective, because obviously we don't, because I know you're busy at college and we don't want to mither you all the time. And obviously,
can I just say that's a really northern word?
Well, mither.
Well, you don't use that down south.
They're not.
No, I found that out at Oxford.
Oh,
really? That was a life lesson when I used to say, I'm sorry to mither, and people would stare at me and go, what? And I found out that actually that's a really northern word, and anyone like south of the Midlands has no idea what we mean when we say mither. So, pester.
So many people are missing out.
Honestly.
But anyway, going back to what I was saying.
I was just translating for those listening that
matter. Obviously, we've got a 5-hour time difference as well. So a lot of what's happening to you, so I don't ring you and ask you the same stuff. I rely on your mum to relate it to me. And this is the problem, because of the stuff that I get, like, there's no way he's doing that. Right, so skin grafting on coral was what I was told.
Right, now if I can just backtrack, that was my understanding. There is no one reality.
This is so dangerous.
We all see the world differently. Anyway, swiftly moving on, Liv. Please continue digging out the hole.
No, not swiftly moving on. What is it you're actually doing in the Caribbean?
It's a research thing to look at the effects of tsunamis and just like how we can monitor tsunamis from looking at sediments. It's a geography thing mainly. But it involves coral reefs, because coral reefs help shield coastlines from tsunamis. So do mangroves. It's looking at the whole ecosystem in tropical areas, basically. And it's like, it's a very holistic approach, a lot of different things.
So it's very not skin grafting.
Not grafting involved.
The reason I said that was because I was interested in potentially doing some internship or research looking at grafting. Well, it's not really grafting, it's transplanting corals in different areas, and that's where you've got that from. But there, no, I'm not doing that.
Right, there you go.
Okay, well, I'm glad we know that now, and that's all settled. Family discussions complete on that
so
one.
So, if we're coming back to you, what I would like to know is... What was the moment when you suddenly thought, I'm going to go on holiday on my own? Because I mean, that's such a massive step.
No, it is.
Right. So what was the moment?
Yeah, when I got bullied by my brother. genuinely though, in a way. So what I was going to say is, me and Hunter were talking about that, and I was saying, oh, that's so cool, and like, I wish I... we'd done stuff like that at Oxford. We never really went on any like trips or anything. And I said, you know, I'd love to travel somewhere. Like, there's certain places that I'd love to travel. And Bali was the top of my list. Like, for so long, I've wanted to go to Bali. Like, I can't even explain to you why. It's just always been on my list. And I just didn't know at what point in my life or if ever I would ever go there, because I didn't see a scenario where I would be able to. And I said to Hunter that, you know, I'd love to go. And he said, well, why don't you just go? And I was like, well, what do you mean just go? Like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, just go. And I thought, oh, I'll look into it. But I looked into it not expecting to really go with it. You know, I was like, oh, I'll just look into it. But and very, very quickly, I booked it for 3 weeks later and I went to Bali on my own. So in answer to your question, what was it? I suppose that in a way, Hunter saying that kind of like, if I think it was like, if my little brother would be able to just do that, I should be able to do that. So there's a bit of a pride thing there. I'll give you that, a little bit of a pride thing. But also, I think I really questioned a lot of things, and, you know, it was something that I did not, I never ever saw myself doing that. I did not think that was not a me thing to do. And I had to really sit and go, well, why is that not a me thing to do? Why do I not feel comfortable? Is this a logical thing? I.e., is it like there's a real reason? That there's a real, you know, safety risk or whatever it might be that I wouldn't go for? Or is it just that I don't feel comfortable because it's not what I'm used to and it's not in my comfort zone?
And the answer was?
Exactly that. I couldn't.
I think that's like, just to prove that as well is obviously I just said to you, just do it. Because for me, I'm like, why wouldn't you? Because I think we both agree that I was more independent, I think. I'm not necessarily independent, but just more confident with a lot of things.
And, I think in different ways.
Yeah.
I think
I'm 100%.
More, I think we are both more confident than each other in different aspects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're more confident to kind of do, have new experiences, whereas I'd say I'm more confident in kind of like a, you know, maybe in a social setting or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're confident in different areas, but that's definitely something that you would naturally hunt us more. I mean, the fact that you went to America for university, you know, the other side of the world, I would not have done that because I wouldn't have felt comfortable to do so. I didn't feel comfortable.
Well, my point is that I think I've got to that point because I pushed myself so much to get there.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. And I think that's the benefit of why it's so important to push yourself out of your comfort zone, because, you know, we know from science research, science corner, tells us that basically when people do push themselves out of their comfort zone, they ultimately become happier going forward because they feel it grows their independence, it grows their trust and belief in themselves, which I think was a massive thing for me, is that I didn't, when I questioned it out, I don't mean it as in I didn't trust myself for any particular reason, like I don't trust myself, because of course I trust myself, but I didn't trust that I had the capabilities to do something like that because I never had. So I didn't know that I had that in me. And to when you actually push yourself out of your comfort zone and you do things that you didn't think you could, don't get me wrong, it's going to be uncomfortable to start with. Like, I'm sure Hunter would tell you going to America, it's uncomfortable.
Let's talk about that then. So you booked it 3 weeks prior to going.
Yeah.
And in that 3 weeks, how many times did you think, I've done the wrong thing, I'll cancel it, I'll pull out? How many times?
A lot. Like, I didn't, well, I actually booked the flight knowing that the flight was refundable, but I didn't book anything else. Because
so you had a back door?
Yes, anything else I book, that's it, then I'm going. And I just kept leaving it, knowing I only had 3 weeks, but it was booked. And then I just kept thinking, you know, I had the ability to change my mind if I needed to.
So you needed a comfort blanket, basically.
So also being dead honest now, so 3 weeks to go, it doesn't really, the countdown started. But had you booked it 6 months prior, do you think you would have pulled out and not done it, or...?
I don't know. Yeah. I think I had to do it. Really,
no, quickly. I think as people, all of us, once we commit to something, we're committed.
Yeah, I'm
we?
Not someone that pulls out of things. I think I just wanted the assurance that I could if I wanted to.
And
I think I knew I wouldn't, but I wanted that reassurance.
But I think that's important, that we know that we're not, you know, even if we want to step out of our comfort zone, there's nothing saying that we've got to stay there, but why not just dip our toe in and give it a go?
Yeah, you might not like it, but anyway, so what was the end result?
Best thing I ever did, ever, without a doubt. And I think that going back to the science and what I was saying about science shows that when we step out of our comfort zone, we actually learn. The reason why it makes us happier, you might think, well, why does that equate? Because obviously we know that stepping out of our comfort zone initially is uncomfortable, right? That's the whole point. It's not your comfort zone. Yeah. It doesn't feel good. But it makes you happier in the long run because actually it teaches you that you are capable. It makes you more optimistic about future scenarios because now, you know, if someone said to me, do you want to do this? I think, well, I've done Bali, so I can do, you know, I mean, I feel so much more assured of my own capabilities. I realize how capable I am and the things that I can do. And yeah, it was the best thing that I ever, ever did. It's taught me so much. I feel like I've grown so much as a person. And there's nothing now that I don't feel I could do. And that's literally come from doing that, pushing myself out of my comfort zone.
And what about you, Hunter? Was going to America stepping out of your comfort zone?
It was interesting. Like, it seems like it would be, but I don't think the biggest thing that challenged me that was stepping outside my comfort zone was when I was in senior school or in sixth form. And doing the assemblies that I did for 300 people, when I would go up every week and, or no, like most weeks, go up and present and do that. That was more terrifying for me than going to the US.
Excellent point. And why do you think that was?
I mean, I just never done it before. It was just such a new thing. And I was so shy at that point, I think.
And
as
can
well.
I add, and this is something that holds so many of us back, and that is that, you know, why did you not want to stand, or why were you more nervous about standing in front of 300 people that you went to school with versus moving your whole life to America? And the big answer I will tell you is fear of judgment. You know, what will the neighbors think? What will they think? What might that person say about me? That ultimately, fear of judgment, fear of what other people think, is what actually cements us into this comfort zone and stops us from venturing out.
But
so,
I think also going to America was acceptance, because for such a long time, and we're talking many years, you wanted to go and study in America.
Yeah.
So that was a plan and you were building towards it, and everything was going towards that. So even though, you know, I think whoever I speak to and said that you studying in America, they're like, what, how old is he? And they can't comprehend that you could go at such a young age to a different country when you not knowing anyone, and to a, you know, to a university where you know that you've never been before, in an area of the world you've never been before, to do all that at the age of 18 is just incredible. But that was always your plan, which is why it was easier than, because you didn't always have a plan to stand up in.
I had that plan because I was confident enough in myself that I knew I could do that.
Have planned it. I think that's the thing with me. I wouldn't have planned that because I wouldn't have felt capable to do it. But I think that it goes back to what I'm saying about the more you push yourself out of your comfort zone, the more evidence you get of your trust in yourself that you're capable to do things. So Hunter had, and I think that's the difference, was what you were saying before about you being more confident to do that. I think it just comes from you did it sooner. So you put yourself in those situations where you put yourself out of your comfort zone, like speaking in front of all those people, which then gave you that message of, actually, I can be out my comfort zone and I can be okay. So then in the future, we face scenarios, we feel more comfortable and happier to do other things because we've given ourselves that message of, you've shown yourself that you're okay. So he had more evidence that he was okay to then go and do things, whereas I needed to do Bali to give me that evidence that now I feel so much more capable.
But you've done things before that, though, haven't you? You know, and because I suppose, like, stepping outside of your comfort zone, it's not like you step outside of it once and then everything's okay, because if you do it once and then you don't do it again, you're not going to evolve. And
it doesn't have to be that big either. So obviously me and Hunter are talking about massive things here. Like going to Bali on your own is a massive
big
thing.
Stuff.
Going to America on your own to study is a massive thing. And there might be people listening that think that, you know, they don't want to do anything that big. Like that's not even, but it doesn't have to be that. Stepping out of your comfort zone can literally be giving presentation at work that, you know, you don't want to do, or, you know, and I hear so often people that are in jobs that they really don't enjoy, but it's comfortable because it's all they've known. And so it's like, do I leave the job that I'm not happy in, but at least it's comfortable and I know I've got...
Let's go next level. What about those that are in relationships? You know, how many people are in a relationship that, you know, it's comfortable, are they really happy? Not really, but it's better, you know, better the devil you know. How many times do we hear that statement? You know, better the devil you know.
Who wants to live with the devil?
Well, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Where did that even come from?
It's not a good idea, is it? But it is true that we become so sort of comfortable in our comfort zone, obviously, that stepping out of it feels so difficult. And if you're asking me personally, you know, big moments where I stepped outside of my comfort zone, one was definitely dating you, Nick. You know, you were so not
controversial.
Controversial, yeah.
Because I wasn't the devil.
No, you weren't. But but dating you was massively out of my comfort zone because, you were like a grown up. You know, you.
That's a bit risky. What you were dating? Yeah. Who were you dating before? Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
No, that's all.
Dark history, we didn't know that.
Yeah. No, this has opened a brand new conversation. Well, I never knew anything about it.
I was a young woman, and you seemed like you just had your life together. You know, you had your own business. You knew where you were going in life. And actually, if I'm really honest, that I felt that you were too good for me, and therefore it was like, you know, this isn't comfortable at all. And yeah, you know, I bit the bullet. And I've got no regrets.
Would you say that you felt intimidated in that situation? As in, like, you...
Imposter syndrome, I would say that.
Yeah,
I thought I would get caught out, that I wasn't going to be good enough, that I couldn't match your expectations because I had you on this pedestal and not appreciating, like I do now, that, you know... We're all equal. It doesn't matter who we are. We are all, you know,
But that could have put you off going into that situation. You know what I mean? Yeah. You could have gone, well, it's just not, because that would have been uncomfortable, like you said, to start with. But you could have taught yourself out of that situation
Can I ask, what pushed you to do that? What pushed you to go, I'm going to try and go for it anyway?
Do you know what? I was at a point in my life, Hunter, that I was dreadfully unhappy. I had a really good job and that was all okay. But
you had imposter syndrome in the job, though.
I did have imposter syndrome in the job. But also, I think what pushed me was the fact that I knew that I was unhappy. And I actually thought, a bit like what Liv was saying, you know, booking that holiday, knowing that you can back out. I just thought, I can bail on this at any moment. And so I just thought, I kept saying to myself, but you know what? If it only lasts a week, it's a week that I didn't have before.
So it was a holiday romance.
Kind of.
Just carried on.
Yeah, in all
to be fair, with Bali, though, I kept thinking, I can always fly home. If I don't like it, I can just fly home.
And do you know what? The truth is that, you know, none of us have to do anything. But just, like I said, it is just dipping your toe in and just trying and sort of stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something you'd never do. I mean, like TV. You know, that was another thing. I remember when we first started TV, I was a nervous wreck. But before we started going out on stage and doing workshops, I would literally... honestly, be having panic attacks backstage. And our deal was always that, Nick, you've got to speak first so that I can catch my breath, because I literally couldn't breathe. My panic attacks would manifest that my throat went that tight and dry that I couldn't speak. So it would be like, Nick, you speak first until I get myself a bit established, and then I'll start saying a few words. So there's been, and yet all those things have just been amazing, because all those things have brought the amazing life that we now have. But you know, I mean, you know, who would have thought that this girl that I was, the shy, quiet, you know, girl with absolutely zero self-esteem, could then go from that to being on TV? And sometimes I have to pinch myself a bit.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I felt that when I used to work in radio. So as you know, I used to do a weekend show on radio, and which I kind of fell into, really, just really enjoyed it when I was doing my A-levels and my GCSEs. And I remember that was, for me, the first time I'd ever done anything like that, and remember feeling extremely out of my comfort zone just doing it anyway. But also my boss was Tim Shaw, who people might know from Car SOS or Balls of Steel. He played a character called Mr. Inappropriate, which just tells you what he's like straight away. But yeah, so Tim used to say to me all the time that, you know, he actually inspired me quite a lot, I think, when I was, you know, so young. And one thing he taught me was, he said that throughout his career, one thing he'd learned was, you only ever grow when you're out of your comfort zone. And he said, you know, some people are in their comfort zone and they're happy. And if you're happy in that, then that's fine. But if you feel that you're not happy, he said, like, you're never going to grow and realize just what you're capable of until you go out of that comfort zone.
Even if you're already happy where you are, I still think pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone can still be a really great thing, because it opens so many doors.
Totally.
Just generally.
And I think you feel happier when you realise what you're capable of because you've pushed yourself and shown yourself your capabilities.
Did you ever tell Tim that he impacted you so greatly?
I don't know, you know, because I mean, we've sort of kept in touch, but then, you know, he went on to do Cara SOS and I left radio. And I just think, like, we never really had that conversation. I mean, back then I was like 16, 17, 18. So it's not the conversation you kind of have
with
your boss at that time. But I mean, I remember even going into radio and him going, right, you're going to sing today. And I was like, I don't sing. And he was like, no, you do today.
Let's call him. Let's call Tim. Give him, see if he answers his phone. Let's give him a call. You know, we're saying we've always
said going outside your comfort zone. Yeah,
stepping outside. Yeah, we should tell people how they've impacted us positively.
I do think even that is stepping outside your comfort zone a lot of times. Going just complimenting someone like that is a
definitely.
Yeah, because and the fact is, you might find now that he's blocked your number.
To be fair, yeah. I mean, he might answer, but I can try calling.
Yeah,
him.
Come on. Let's just give him a call and see if he answers. I think that'd be
okay. Oh,
hello,
Tim. Can you hear me?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. How are you doing?
It's all right. I'm good, thank you. Sorry to bring out the blue. We're actually just in the middle of recording a podcast, so you're on a podcast right now. I hope that's all right.
Brilliant.
You are used to radio, though.
Yeah, this is podcast, not radio. How dare you?
Oh,
something completely different.
Well, I'm just ringing you. I've been tasked with calling you to tell you something, actually, which is we were just talking about stepping out of our comfort zone. And I was just saying that, obviously, as you know, we used to work together. And one thing that I've never told you is that you actually really...
Stop. Let me just sit down. Hang on.
She's not pregnant. There's no children.
Are your parents listening to this?
Yeah, and they want you to know that, there's no children. I'm not pregnant, so you're all right. I just wanted to tell you that you actually really inspired me when we worked together in radio, because one thing that you taught me was to step out of my comfort zone and to do things that made me feel uncomfortable so that I could grow as a person, which I absolutely did, and really has changed my life because it's taught me what I am capable of and the things that I can do. So just wanted to give you a compliment and say thank you.
That's amazing. I think this is, good God, I'm not used to receiving compliments. In fact, if I can be honest, let me just think this through a minute. I think this is my first. I think it is my first. It's a massive, no, genuinely, coming from you, Olivia, that's a lovely thing to hear. Thank you very much. I do remember saying that, and I have made a career of throwing people in awkward situations. I'm
yes.
a massive believer in... A huge believer in putting people out of their comfort zones. I think that it's a really important thing to do in life, and I clearly remember doing that. And dare I say it, though, you know, without a care in the world, I was aware of what I was doing, and I always gauge it by that look of fear on somebody's face. your look on your face, like, Tim, you absolute insert beep. Whatever. But this is live radio, and you know what? It's a good thing, because I don't think ever in life you ever look back on something that you did where you challenged yourself and you ever regret it. You always think, and I always draw on these things and think, well, hang on, if I could do that, then surely I can do this. And I'm always looking to, I think that everybody should do something utterly crazy once in life, because the benefit for the rest of your life is always something you return to. You always go, well, hang on a minute, I can do this. And that's the thing for me, confidence is, and stepping out of your comfort zone is something which I purposely, you see young men and young women in gyms and people in gyms all the time exercising their muscles. I genuinely believe that confidence is a muscle as well. Without a doubt, I'm living proof of that, as most people listening to this will be, that if you regularly return to the gym of confidence and you regularly do something, putting yourself outside of your comfort zone, then the next time you do it a week later, It's easier. But if you go 6 months of boredom, if you go 6 months of doing nothing edgy or risky or just living whatever, then when somebody says, okay, stand up and do a karaoke, oh no, it's not for me, I'm not that person. I worked out from a young age that pushing myself and regularly going to that gym of confidence and doing things that scare you a little bit,
yeah,
it
yeah,
keeps
yeah.
the muscles exercised.
No, you know, I love that. How do you want to pull that one back?
Do you know, I can pull that back with a bit of humour, to be honest with you. And it just shows that, you know, no matter where you start, what you can become. And because, as you know, you can't be anxious and laughing at the same time. So I'd like to share a little story with you of two dogs walking down the street. And this third dog drives past them in a lorry with loads of logs on it. And one dog turns to the other and says, "See that? So successful, that dog there. He started that business off fetching a stick."
That's actually quite funny.
Yeah, that's the best lesson.
That was good.
Yeah. So going back to, look, this conversation was all about how we can start to find more happiness and more depth in our lives on a better level if we step outside of our comfort zone. And I suppose the question is, you know, what... If we're going to add anything to our handbook to happiness, our metaphorical book that we're creating throughout this series, what would everybody add in, you know, for people to, how do you step outside of your comfort zone, I guess, is what probably, you know, what can we advise and help and offer some words of wisdom?
Well, I think it's just doing something that you've not done before, because as we know, the saying that if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always got. So if you want something more exciting, you want something different, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that excitement in your life. You've got to push yourself out of that comfort zone.
Yeah, and I think that to push yourself out of your comfort zone, you've first got to know what you actually want, you know, and so that, because quite often to step outside of our comfort zone, instead of just thinking about that very first teeny tiny step, we think about the whole journey, and that is really overwhelming.
Such a good point.
You know, like, how many times do you fly on holiday and think about every single inch of that flight and the ground that you're passing? You don't. You think about the destination and you get excited about the destination. So think about the destination, of course, and get excited. But literally, the truth is it's just one tiny step. And I am going to steal our unexpected guest, Tim's words of wisdom.
Great words.
In that, you know, confidence is a muscle, and you've got to go to the confidence gym and practice.
The gym of confidence. I love that.
I also think there's different facets of it as well, different aspects. I know that you can just step outside your comfort zone and expect your confidence to grow across the board. I think that if you've got an issue with presenting or you don't like speaking in public, if you do that, you'll grow more confidence in that area, but not necessarily across the board. So it's important to step outside your comfort zone in a broad variety of areas to really see like a lot.
And probably the areas that are most important to you. So if public speaking or confidence in social situations is important to you, then doing things in that realm is most important to you. But yeah, I totally agree with you. I think my thing would be to say that it doesn't have to be anything massive, you know, like stepping out of your comfort zone might be going to a coffee shop on your own. You know, one of the best things that I mean, I used to really hate being on my own, because we've grown up, you know, as a very close-knit family, where you do everything together. And one thing for me that was a really big deal was literally just going to a coffee shop and sitting reading a book and being in there on my own. And at first that felt really uncomfortable. And now it's one of my favorite things to do, you know, to clear my head. So I think that, you know, it doesn't have to be anything massive, that stepping out of your comfort zone can be, you know, the tiniest of things that allows you to grow, because like you said, it's not about running a marathon, it's taking that first step. So if you identify where you would like to be, what you would like to be able to do, and just identify tiny steps that you can take towards that might be a little bit out of your comfort zone, and slowly push that comfort zone bigger and bigger, will really help you to see and feel how capable you are and do things ultimately that you never thought you'd be able to do.
Would you say that helps your self-esteem as well?
Massively, because it gives you that toolkit that you go, oh, I managed that situation and I did it. So when you face future situations that are brand new, you feel equipped to deal with them because you've got that trust that you were capable in the past. Yeah. You've always worked it out. And knowing that, you know, I've always worked out, I've always fixed it, I've always dealt with it. So you know that whatever you then face in the future, you'll be equipped to deal with that too.
And I'd like to give one final little tip.
Just before you give the final tip, I just also I would say dismiss people's pedestals, because instead of putting people on pedestals and thinking, look at them, they're amazing, I could never do that, just realize that we're all the same, and take those pedestals away from people. Just realize if someone out there is doing something and you think, I don't know they're doing that. Just find out, because you can do the same
thing. And they likely didn't do it overnight. That's just what you were saying. Yeah. So we see that they've done it overnight and then we go, oh my God, look at what they're doing. I wish I could do that. But we don't see what it's taken that person to get there how much they had to push themselves out of their comfort zone to get to that.
I don't think saying remove the pedestals is necessarily true, because I think that you put people on a pedestal because you respect and you admire the work they've done. I think it's just realizing that you can build your own pedestal up to the same level.
I don't know who said this either, but it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. And that's what we don't realize, how long it's taken that person to get to where they are. And if you invest that 10 years, it might not be that. You can be the same.
Yeah. So role models can be very valuable. That's basically what I'm saying.
Role
models can be very valuable. Yes.
Absolutely. Inspirational.
Exactly. No, you're right.
But break down the steps to get there.
Realizing you can get there as well. Good point.
Yeah. So final little bit of advice. If you want to achieve anything in your life, a great little technique that you can use to fast track your way into confidence is to literally see yourself. It's like, see yourself doing whatever it is you want to do. See yourself doing it really confidently. And whilst you're doing that, give a big sigh. So it's kind of a... And if you do that a few times, what you're actually doing is, number one, it acts like a rehearsal. Number two, you're tricking your brain. Actually, you've already done this because you've seen it. But those sighs also have the effect of, when we sigh, we release really positive alpha waves in the brain. These are things that we release when we practice things like mindfulness and meditation. So by sighing, you're actually starting to build your confidence, and it really works so well. So give that a go. So on that note, my lovely family, I think it's time to say goodbye. Thank you, all of you guys. I think everybody contributed. Good job. Good work today.
Thank you.
It did take a little bit of a turn with Tim, but who is...
Do you know, I'm sure he was flushing the toilet when he started.
But he is such an inspiration. He's lots of fun. And I love the fact that I think he's a great role model to show. He's absolutely right. Stepping out of your comfort zone and just keep practicing it is the way forward.
You never know if you don't try.
You never know if you don't try. But thank you so much. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us. As Hunter said, start building your pedestal. Thanks so much for joining us. Wherever you're listening to this podcast today, do be sure to like, follow, subscribe, and we'd be incredibly grateful of a 5-star review.
Oh, and don't forget to recommend our podcast to your family and friends.
And if you'd like to have a look at some more free resources, take a look at our website, nickandeva.com.
If you want to drop us a question, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to admin@speakman.tv.
And you can follow us. We're at The Speakmans on all social media platforms. On YouTube, we're Handbook to Happiness Pod. If you are struggling, do be sure to speak to your general practitioner. And all that's left to say is that we appreciate you spending time with us today.